بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي محمد عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقول: والله لا أصوم النهار ولا أقومن الليل ما عشت. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت الذي تقول ذلك؟ فقلت له: قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. قال: فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك، فصم وأفطر ونم وقم، وصم من الشهر 3 أيام، فإن الحسنة بعشر أمثالها، وذلك مثل صيام الدهر. قلت: فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. قال: فصم يوما وأفطر يومين. قلت: فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. قال: فصم يوما وأفطر يوما، فذلك صيام داود عليه السلام، وهو أعدل الصيام، وفي رواية هو أفضل الصيام. فقلت: فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا أفضل من ذلك، ولا نكون قبلت 3 أيام التي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب إلي من أهلي ومالي. وفي رواية: ألم أخبر أنك تصوم النهار وتقوم الليل؟ قلت: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: فلا تفعل، فصم وأفطر ونم وقم، فإن لجسدك عليك حقا، وإن لعينيك عليك حقا، وإن لزوجك عليك حقا، وإن لزورك عليك حقا، وإن بحسبك أن تصوم في كل شهر 3 أيام، فإن ذلك بكل حسنة عشر أمثالها، فإن ذلك صيام الدهر. فشدد علي. قلت: يا رسول الله، إني أجد قوة. قال: صم صيام نبي الله داود ولا تزد عليه. قلت: وما كان صيام داود؟ قال: نصف الدهر. فكان عبد الله يقول بعدما كبر: يا ليتني قبلت رخصة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، إلى آخر الحديث. Continuing with the chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brought about Bab al-Iqtisadi fi Ta'a, the chapter wherein we are encouraged to adopt moderation, to adopt a balance in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we endeavor to carry out. We've discussed various ahadith with regards to this. The present hadith is various narrations that are found both in Bukhari and Muslim. Majority of them are very sahih, very, very authentic narrations pertaining to one sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. His name was mentioned earlier in one or two riwayat also. Like we probably would have ascertained, the hadith is very, very long. And the hadith is quite self-explanatory. So basically we will just translate. There's not much explanation required. Just some background with regards to Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. This was a youngster. At a young age he accepted Islam. And we find that among Sahaba ikram, this youngster was known as A'badu Sahaba. Amongst those Sahaba who would make the most ibadat and the most worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was his tartib basically, that he would fast every day and he would complete one khatam of the Quran every night. So he was a young Sahabi who used to engage in a great deal of ibadat. However, Islam, as we heard, we mentioned previously, is deen e fitrat. Islam is something that appeals to the natural nature of man. And even when it comes to ibadat, Islam does not advocate that we become monks or that we cut ourselves off from society completely or become ascetics. But there has to be a balance. And even in our ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to consider the rights of others. Don't engage in ibadat to such an extent that this leads to us not fulfilling compulsory rights, rights of the wife, rights of the children, rights that our own body has over us, our rights to those we come into contact with. There has to be balance. A Muslim is somebody that is approachable. A Muslim is somebody that has moderation in his life. So Nika is coming back to this incident. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that I had said, what the Sahabi had said, I take an oath on Allah. Wallahi, I take an oath on Allah that I will fast every day for the rest of my life. And I will stand in salah for as long as I live every night. So in other words, I will not sleep. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, first Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we mentioned this previously, when he would hear something, he would not just accept what was said, but he would first establish the authenticity of what was said. So he called Abdullah bin Amr bin As and asked him, that, are you saying this or did you say this? So he said, yes, may my parents be sacrificed to you, O Nabi of Allah. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. Definitely I said this. This was my intention. I want to fast every day for the rest of my life, and I want to make ibadat every night for the rest of my life. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will not be able to do this. لا تستطيع ذلك. This is not possible. You won't be able to sustain this. So I advise you, fast one day, make iftar one day. And sleep also and get up for salah also. And when it comes to fasting, fast 3 days in a month. سُم مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Keep 3 nafil rozas every month. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِأَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Because every good deed you do, Allah will multiply 10 times. So this is as if you have fasted the entire year. Fast 3 days, the virtue of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that minimum whatever good deeds we do will be multiplied 10 times. This is why we encourage, spend 3 days a month in the path of Allah, it's as if you spend the whole month in the path of Allah. Fast 3 days multiplied by 10, it is as if you fasted 30 days. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this advice, that fast 3 days, everything will be multiplied. This is as if you have fasted for the whole year. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have the ability to do better than that. From this we learn the jazba, the zeal Sahaba Kiram had for akhirat, the shop. Today you tell somebody, you know what, you got one shop, you make you so much of money, it's good enough, you can meet your needs with that. Make iktifa, be satisfied with that. We say, no, bhai. What one shop? I can open another shop, I can take a loan, I can do this, I can do that. We have this type of mindset when it comes to dunya. Sahaba Ikram had this type of mindset when it comes to akhirat and the ibadat and the worship of Allah. They didn't want to, they were not satisfied, they would not put brakes. We, when it comes to ibadat, we put brakes. When it comes to dunya, we're chasing all the time. Now, to appreciate this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling him, fast 3 days a month. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than that. Why should I only fast 3 days? I can do more than that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, fast 1 day and for 2 days make iftar. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can do even better than that. Inni utiqu afdal min dhalik. So then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, fast 1 day and make iftar 1 day. This is the fast of Dawud Alayhi Salaam. And this is the most balanced and the most moderate fast. So in one relation it comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Huwa afdalus siyam. This is the most virtuous type of fasting. To fast 1 day, make iftar 1 day. Fast 1 day, make iftar 1 day. So I said that, Ya Rasulullah, I have ability to do even better than this. Inni utiqu afdala min dhalik. Even this much he wanted to keep even more fast than that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there is nothing better than this. In other words, this is the final. There's nothing better than this. La afdala min dhalik. And then he commiserates with himself, because when he narrated this was in the later part of his life. Here he was young, he was robust, he had zeal, he had energy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving him advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's insight was greater than his. His understanding was greater than his. He knew this person, the Sahabi, will not be able to sustain this. So Abdullah bin Amr bin As says in the latter part of his life, if only I had accepted the 3 days a month that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to me, if only I had accepted that, that would have been more beloved to me than all my wealth and my entire family. Why? Because in the latter part of his life, he was now faced with a dilemma. One is the promise he had made to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will fast 1 day, make iftar 1 day. And the other hand, now the dictates of old age, weakness, he was finding it more and more and more difficult to sustain that. But till he passed away, whatever he had promised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with great difficulty, he fulfilled this. He didn't want to leave that out. Why? Because I had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would do this. In another narration, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and said, Alam ukhbar, I have heard, I have been told that you are fasting every day and the entire night you spend in salah. I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, that is correct. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't do that. Fast 1 day, make iftar 1 day. Sleep also, get up for tahajjud also. And then why? The explanation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives, فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. This body is an amanat. This body is an amanat. To look after it, to look after it is also shariat, is also deen. This body is the vessel by which we are going to earn our akhirat. So sleeping also properly on its time, not excessively and not less also, that is also ibadat if it is done with the correct intention. Mu'az bin Jabal, we heard previously, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, This was that Sahabi who will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hands. He used to say that, like I hope for reward on my salah, I hope for reward on my sleep also. Because when I sleep with this intention that I must get the energy to make the ibadat and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. So this body is an amanat, to eat correctly, eat healthy food, look after it, not get involved in negative activities that will harm us in the long term, with the intention that we want to be physically prepared to make the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve the deen of Allah to its maximum. This is also ibadat. Allah will reward us according to the intention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the sahabi, فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your body has a right over you. Your eyes have a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. Your guests, your mihman that come, they also have a right over you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, وَإِنَّكَ بِحَسْبِكَ أَن تَصُومَ فِي كُلِّ شَهْرٍ ثَلَاثَ دَيَّامٍ. I suggest to you, it is sufficient that you fast 3 days every month. Why? Because for every good deed you do, Allah will multiply it 10 times. And this is as if you have fasted all the time. So what does the sahabi say? I made things difficult for myself. Fashadat tu dhalik. Deen is easy. Today we find, sometimes when it comes to these questions we ask about halal and haram, about different things, we dig too deep. We make things difficult for ourselves. So the sahabi said, I made things difficult for myself, so it became difficult. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I have more strength. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fast the fast of the Nabi of Allah, Dawud Alayhi Salaam, and don't increase upon this. I said, what was the fast of Dawud Alayhi Salaam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, half his life. In other words, one day fast, iftar one day. Again, this narration, after he had become old, he would say, if only I had accepted the concession that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. The riwayat continues, inshallah. On some other occasion, we'll carry on. SubhanAllah.